The Seattle City Council once again has a full slate of members. The council voted Monday to fill the seat formerly held by Sally Clark. She left to take a job at the University of Washington. John Okamoto will now fill the position, but his appointment exposed political fault lines within the council. KUOW's Deborah Wong reports.
John Okamoto has held a number of leadership positions in Seattle city government. He's worked as an HR director, an engineering director, and most recently as interim director of the Department of Human Services. He's also served as chief administrative officer of the Port of Seattle and head of the Washington Education Association, which represents teachers. Okamoto says his appointment to the city council is a dream come true.
I don't think my grandparents who came off the ship from Japan right down here in Elliott Bay would have ever thought it was possible for this day, their grandson, to be a city council member of this great, great city.
But Okamoto is not without his detractors. His appointment was vigorously opposed by Socialist City Councilmember Shama Sawant, who said Okamoto represented big business, big developers, and the super wealthy. She characterized the Port of Seattle as a cesspool of corruption when he was there. Sawant threw her support behind three other candidates who she said were strong advocates for affordable housing. Councilmember Tom Rasmussen came to Okamoto's defense. He accused Sawant of trying to smear Okamoto's reputation and said it's unfortunate she has to stoop so low. Okamoto won the appointment with 5 votes. He assumed office immediately and will hold the District 9 seat until elections this November. I'm Deborah Wong, KUOW News.